It's me, Bonnie, your host of the Grieving Girl podcast. And we are back for season two. Let them grieve. Applause.
Adam, put that in.
Insert here. I have special guests here. Two special guests. Susan on my left. Natalie on my right. And we are the DDC.
You.
This is us. We're in a special club. And if you're listening and you're in our special club, we're sorry.
Members only jackets.
Members only. All right, y'all. So season two, this is our intro episode. So I picked Let Them Grieve because after hearing so many stories and getting lots of feedback from people, I was sensing that we just have a lot of people saying crazy shit to each other when it comes to loss, death, always in with best intentions, but not necessarily received as well. So I figured I'd bring my ladies in. We can have an intro episode, quick, short kind of thing. And then we're going to get 8 more episodes out of this whole season. So we'll see who we got coming. We're going to be predominantly talking about loss and death, but we do have a few scattered in, surrounding other topics. So ladies, first off, thanks for joining me on this disgusting Saturday.
Of course.
Cloudy.
Gloomy.
Sorry, of course.
A gloomy March.
Sorry.
A gloomy March Saturday. It's, you know, thanks for coming. It's very unmotivating. I almost was like, do you want to do this on another day? But here we are. How are we doing? Natalie, how are you doing today?
We are tired, but we are excited to be here.
I feel like any day I would ask her that.
That's my mantra.
Susan, how are we doing?
I'm fine.
She's fine.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Okay, so do y'all have any input on this let them grieve idea? Did you ever feel rushed to grieve a certain way? Ever feel weird or like shame around your grief or feeling like you couldn't share a story with someone because you weren't sure how they would receive it? Do you have anything to add?
I just thought of another one. The summer that my dad died, it was like August, like right around Tri-County.
That's a swim meet.
Woodbine. And I was, so that was like, 60 days after my dad had passed. I was, crying or being emotional about something. And there was a girl who I was like not friends with who was like, I don't understand. Like, she's not over that. That happened in June. Like, it's already August. And I was like, huh? Like, if that girl knew that, like, 20 years later, we're still doing it. Like,
yeah, but that's also like
16-year-olds.
I was going to say, that's like the episode we talked about with Alyssa of just like, kids have no concept of like time, grief. If they haven't gone through it, they definitely haven't. And also, I don't think that that's actually far off for even some adults.
Yeah.
Of like, well, it's already been however many months, like, or haven't you like moved on? And it's like, what? I mean, and that might be, bless them if they have not experienced an immediate loss of that like tragedy and just like that huge, then like, bless you, adult. But I mean, a kid, definitely, if they haven't experienced even like a grandparent, there's no way that they could even conceptualize
like what it even means,
what it means, what it feels like, and what just came out of their mouth.
Also, I feel like our parents' generation, like because of the generation above them, like you don't talk about it. You don't like publicly grieve about things. Like you just like handle it in private and like show up in person for like for the day. Like you don't show it. Like the social media showing of everything is like a foreign concept to the adults in our life currently. So like 20 years ago is certainly not any better than it is now.
Yeah.
So like that's also an interesting thing to navigate when like talking about your grief with somebody older. Like if you're looking for someone to help you navigate it and they're like an older person, they're like, yeah, but you got to just like reel it in a little bit is what like I have felt.
Funny enough, I'm Catholic and I have never felt that way.
No.
I'm
Catholic.
But, we like harp on the sad shit. We got the organs going and the very sad music. They're like, be sad forever. You are sad.
We love an organ.
Like, I mean, I don't think you're off of like boomers, like not wanting to share their feelings. Yeah, I said it. If you're listening, you're like, oh, yeah, I said it.
We went to Catholic school.
You know, don't share your feelings. Don't talk about your feelings. I think that that was, I don't think you're off there. Whereas like, so like maybe our generation, we come and go with that mentality. But I think overall, the moral of that story is like, one, not helpful to say. I'm just like,
truly.
It's already been 2 months. Like, you're not over it. And two, like, now that some of us are parents, like, let's raise our kids to like feel free to share their feelings and also be accepting of hearing other people's feelings. I don't know if like that's like new. I don't know of like being good listeners, talk less, listen more. I don't know. Suze, you got any thoughts? It's okay if you don't.
I was going to say, I told Bonnie, I feel like I'm going to be a flop this episode.
Hon, you're never a flop.
Never.
We're here for the good times. Again, I said it's an intro episode. It's sure. Doesn't need to be that deep, and you guys can flip the script, you know?
Yeah, I don't have any like standout stories like that. I mean, as we've talked about in private conversations and in the unseen episode of this podcast from 9 months ago that we recorded.
Dress rehearsal. About a year ago.
Yeah.
About a year ago on the same kind of day.
Yeah. The loss of my dad was like wild because he died our senior year of high school. And then like 8 months later, I was like starting a new life in a new city. I don't know why I'm getting upset over this.
Because you're on the crying couch.
I know, because I'm just letting it out.
Because you're on the crying couch on a grieving
right,
girl.
But it's just like wild to think about like little 17-year-old, 18-year-old me just being like plucked out of my life. And I was around all these new people. And at that point, it was like, unlike you two, it was like your dad's passed away. And then 2 months later, you're back in high school where everyone knows you. And like, even if you're not like friends with everyone, even if your friend, the people were not at the funeral or there for you or whatever, like you knew what was going on.
Right.
You knew that something had happened and someone's father had passed away. I was around thousands of new people who didn't know that at all, which I don't know if that's good or that's bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's just, it was just this weird, like, I know the new like joke now is like your lore, but that's what it seems like for me. It's like you have to unlock that for me to even share that with you. It's not like I'm meeting a new person and being like, hey, I'm Susan. I'm a freshman. I'm from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And my dad died 6 months ago.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like you had to get to that like second level of like knowing me for it to like usually even like come up.
Well,
in
I feel like that's like a piece of sacred information. Like,
oh, totally.
There are like parts of my soul that like, are only certain people are entitled to, and like people know about my dad, but like only like there's only like a handful of people that know like the story of that day, right? Yeah. Like that day is like a that's like a sacred part of me that like you don't get access to that willy-nilly. Like that takes a while,
right?
So I can't even imagine.
But don't you think that that's a huge part of who you are and your identity as a person now?
Yes.
Not that it needs to be like, hi, I'm Natalie and my dad's dead. But I think especially in your situation specifically, which like I feel like my sister and you could relate a lot on this topic because she was in college, but she was already there. So like she had her people. So something happened to her.
Right.
Her friends there knew.
Yes.
Like
yes.
You said, like. You literally, like, it happened. It was then summer, and then you were off somewhere new, and you can't be like, I'm struggling in this moment because, like, my dad literally just died because, like, these are all new friends.
Right.
And did you ever feel like you, like, wanted to share with people and felt like it was weird, or did you just, like, not? Because you felt like it was, like Natalie said, like, the sacred information. Because I'm the opposite. I'm like, yeah, my name's Bonnie, and everybody's dead. It's a first line on my Instagram. You want to know about me? Dead people.
I mean, yeah, at this point, I mean, I guess.
I put a tape on my forehead.
Your horn is one of my favorite things that you do. I truly. That mouth horn. Yes.
What is that from? Yeah, sometimes I wish it could just like be like without the like awkward way that you have to talk about it with people, and not even talk about it with people, but even like how, like what is the correct way to like bring it up? How do you say it? Like, at this point, for me, it's been, you know, for all of us, it's been like 20 years, which also is wild to say out loud, but bizarre. Like, whatever. It's been 20 years. So, like, not that I'm saying people should move on from things, but it's like, I'm not actively like getting upset about it. Like, again, it's just like a fact of my life at this point.
Yeah.
So it's always just like, how do I just like get it out there? Because I always feel awkward when people are like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it happened in 2007. Like, like thank you. It happened in 2007. Thanks.
Right. Right. Like, I'm not upset today about it. I could be later. But like, yes, in this moment, I'm okay.
Yes.
Like, that.
I will
thank you so much.
One of my favorite things, though, is when I do finally tell somebody. Because then the jokes can start. And then they feel awkward. And I'm like, it's funny. You can laugh.
Yeah.
Like. There was a guy last year who I was interested in. He died, though. Not literally. He, whatever.
Figured out.
God rest his soul.
All right. Wait. He's still alive. It's whatever. He's dead to me is what
That's
I'm saying.
Joke.
But like, I remember when I finally brought it up with him, and he was sharing something with me about his family, about, I think, his mother like going through unemployment or something. I was like, yeah, my dad doesn't have a job either because he's dead. And he was just like, oh my God. And I was like, it's funny. You can laugh at that. That's funny.
It's okay.
It's okay.
No, I have done a couple times. My boyfriend's family live in like the neighborhood across the street from the early
the
retirement
cemetery.
Center. And
that's we have to explain our jokes. That's the graveyard. It's a cemetery.
Early retirement.
I have like on more than one occasion to only him, like I've not done this to his family because like I'm not totally unwell, but I've been like, yeah, I went by my dad's house and then I thought I would just like head over to your parents, and he's like, what? Like, where?
You're like front
it's
entrance
funny.
Near the fountain.
That's prime real estate.
Look
baby.
For the can of root beer.
Okay. Cream soda, but that's okay.
Sorry. Well, it was root beer one time.
Yeah, it was. And sardines. Okay. Yo.
Ew.
Relax.
Chris. No, no. Chris. On the sardines. No, no.
Not a fish man.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's real. And you might be listening to this and being like, ah, ooh. And you know why I say let us grieve.
Yes.
If we want to be morbid, let us. If it makes you uncomfortable, well, get over it. I really think that's what it is. It's just like, we as a society have just like, one, everyone fucking dies. So like,
totally.
Normalize death, normalize grief. It is like, not only do people die, things die, marriages die. Like, there are so many things that friendships die. Like, it's just, it is such a fact of life. So it does blow my mind when like I share something about my grief and you can see someone's entire face change and they're like, I could tell that I made them uncomfortable just by simply like sharing my life and my truth and my story. And I'm like, I know you didn't mean to, but you just unintentionally shamed me for having dead parents. Like,
yeah.
Well, isn't it nice to be you? Okay. You're going to go have family dinner on Sunday. Okay. Me not. Okay, so why don't you just go shame somebody the frig else and leave the sad girl alone and give me a pat on the shoulder and say, I'll see you next week if you got nothing to say to me. But like, I've had people just like, anyway, like they can't handle it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So that's really why I wanted to do this season, because I just know that I'm not alone in that. You know, my sister and I had a lot of weird shit said to us, especially surrounding a traumatic death, unexpected death, where you're like, no, you're saying things that maybe could be okay to somebody who was like terminally ill for a very long time. Maybe you could get away with like, they're in a better place, it was their time bullshit. Not when it comes to a oops, out of nowhere, unexpected trauma. So really, it's taking a step back and thinking about how to respond to people when they share their story, or like reading the room and just remembering like, in this time of someone's need, it's not about you and your comfortability and your feelings. It's just like, be a better listener, be a support, show up, give a hug, start the food train. I told Audrey, I was like, that food train that everybody did for me was one. It was the gift that kept on giving, because not only could we use it like when we were then moving the house, like when my sister was there and my aunts were there, like we were using it. But then like, when it started to get quiet, and then you absolutely have you like can't do anything for yourself. I still had some stuff left, and then like when I wanted to go to the cemetery, but like honestly flowers are expensive, I was able to go to Whole Foods and like use the Whole Food gift cards. They really were, it was like the best thing. So I'm like, that says so much more than like a stupid an accolade. I don't know if that's the word to use for somebody dying.
Accolade,
like a she's in her better sentiment.
Okay, yes. Well, I feel like accolade works, but this sentiment, yes.
Cherry Hill School District.
What's up?
Good job.
I thought you were talking about like a MassCard.
I've never felt more dumb than
I thought
than
you
in
were talking about
life.
A MassCard. Like,
we love a MassCard.
I
know
give
what?
A MassCard. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, say a prayer, okay? Do
a
mass.
It can't hurt at this point.
No, praying. It ain't going to hurt. Something's going to happen. But yeah, that's really why I wanted to start this episode, because I just feel like there are so many... That's one of the biggest responses I've had from people of like, well, what do you say to someone? Yeah. Really, like, there's nothing to say.
Right. Sometimes you just need to be a listener.
Right.
And just say you're sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
because that's all that we are, right? We're sorry.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, I will say the only time where I feel comfortable enough to be like, they had a beautiful life, blah, 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 is like literally when someone's grandparent passes away and they're like 93. And I'm like, how lucky are you that you had such a long time with them in your life? And like, that's so amazing. And I'm so sorry for your loss.
Doesn't make it less sad. Right. Honestly, might make it, you know, pretty hard because you did have them for a long time. But that is like everybody's goal, like a long, beautiful life.
Yes.
But yeah, it's that thing of like, maybe then it's appropriate to be like, what a long life. Like, That's beautiful. Let's celebrate. You can't fucking do that for someone who was like hit by a car. You can't. Like, that's just, that does not equate. It is not the same thing. Yeah. So like, think about the room, read the room before you say something. Yeah.
I think so many people are so, I mean, uncomfortable with,
they just
want to
fill the
grief.
Space.
Yeah. And the idea of silence in that, like that they want to just fill it with, just empty words. Like, they don't even really have any meaning or like gusto behind what they're saying. They're just like, this is what you're supposed to say.
Right.
And I'll say this now.
Right.
Nope. Right. And it's just like, there are just unfortunately some circumstances that are just really effing sad.
Yeah.
And it's just okay just to be sad or be silent and let people be sad. Cause sometimes you make an ass out of yourself by opening your mouth and saying something silly. And then I don't forget.
I was also going to say, like, promising something or, like, vow, like, using that moment to, like, vow to, like, do something, like, be there for someone or, like, I don't know, like, with my family, with other losses in my family, like, I've had other family members be like, well, now I'm gonna come down and I'm going to be with you guys more often.
Does not happen.
Right. Never happened.
You lied.
So, like, it's, again, I think it's just people trying to fill space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With hot air.
Right. Which is, like, you know, it's never... ill-intentioned or whatever. Like, everyone always for the most part has the best intentions,
but like their lives keep going,
right? But yet they're not thinking again about what's happening to the person they're saying it to. Like, best intentions, not ready to hear it, right? Like, usually someone who's like fresh in the grief, the loss just happened, not fucking ready to hear it, process it. We're just literally washing our hair, maybe. Yeah.
Also, it doesn't have to be said in that moment. Like, you can wait 6 months and, like, reach out to someone and be like, hey, you know, it's been a little bit. I'm thinking of you still. Like, you know, if you do want to, like, really make an effort to, like, see someone more or do something for somebody, like, you don't have to do it the 10 days after someone passes away.
Right.
You just... when everyone's doing something, which is nice. Don't get me wrong, but...
but it's true. It's, like, those 2 months later spots where you're like, oh, no. This is the real
when like the phone stops ringing and the door stops, like people stop knocking on the door, you're like, I did it
right.
This is still happening.
Right.
Like, this is still happening all day long.
Honestly, it just gets worse.
Yeah,
it just gets worse for a really long time, and then maybe your tears will just dry. You become the desert, and then all of a sudden there's a flood, and then you cry a lot, and then you're a desert again. You know, I'm trying to not do the wave analogy. We fucking get it. Grief is like the waves. Sometimes you're at the bay and sometimes there's a hurricane, category 5. I prefer desert flood.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes it just feels like getting punched in the face, like, and then kicked in the stomach.
Violent. That's violent grief.
It hurts.
Rage.
Ache.
Owie. Anger.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's going to be season two, you guys. I would love to, like, hear through the Instagram DMs more if you've got crazy stories or shit people have said to you or ways that you felt like you actually couldn't share your truth to protect other people's feelings. I think, like, that really resonates for me for some reason because I think I share so much sometimes on the internet. I'm like, people probably think I am unwell nuts. Kind of. But I'm actually doing, like, quote, fine. But now I've kind of, like, taken on this, like, we got to share. We got to share it. So sometimes I feel like maybe people are like, is Bonnie okay? Like, her mom, it's going on 3 years. But also, like, it's only been 3 years. And the first year wasn't real because there was so much to be done. That
also,
like,
we have another 60 years left. Like, maybe not 60, yeah. But, like, hello, like, there are 60-year-olds that, like, grieve harder for a longer amount of, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have a very long time left here.
Yeah, I got to be here a long time.
This is what I'm saying.
As an orphan. Oof.
I hate that.
It's not fun. It's not great. But regardless, I think it's really resonating with me because I share so much on the internet. I'm like, people probably think I'm crazy, but also, like, I'm not stifling my truth. And that's half the problem with Instagram and social media is that people, like, put up the highlight reel. And if I stopped sharing my grief, I'd be totally effing lying to everybody.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't think about my parents on a daily, hourly basis. So, like, that's a lie. And I just refuse to be a liar.
We don't lie in this group.
We don't lie.
Live in your truth.
Yes. Power pose.
Is that a power pose?
Well, I'm not standing, but
are you doing it? Do it.
Oh, sorry.
Superheroes. We're like the we're the Powerpuff Girls of grief. The Powerpuff Girls of grief. That's us.
Man, the DDC is here, and we're not.
Am I blossom
anywhere
now that I have red hair? Wow. Used to be bubbles for so long.
Oh, who am I?
What's the other one? The redhead?
The nasty one.
No, she's the redhead.
You're Buttercup, the nasty one.
Why am I
the
nasty?
The one who wants to get in a fight with
you're
people.
Because you, you're all...
And you're Bubbles, the innocent
don't mess
one
with the people I love.
It's me, I'm Bubbles.
Bubbles.
All right, y'all. I feel like this is where we're at. This is it. This is the episode.
Yeah.
Again, it's like me. Delilah, but it's Bonnie. Slide in my DMs if you got anything to share. She's a singer.
She sure is.
She's a singer. She's a singer.
Okay.
Listen, this is why people are tuning in because we're talking
you're
grief.
You're welcome.
We be.
But we're funny.
Funny, unhinged honeys. Anyway, all right, you guys. Well, we ain't got no cocktails because we're going to go get some later.
Yeah. Ooh.
So
kinda save my energy.
We're going to cheers our coffee, water, and air.
Yeah, I have nothing. No one offered me a drink.
You can high five.
You want some of my water?
We could cheers our mics.
No.
Here, we'll cheers our microphones. All right. To letting them grieve, to standing in your truth, and masking for no man. Okay, here we go.
Excited for season two, hon.
Woo! Bye.